It's time for Struds On. Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Halloween candy addictions. I'm going to be honest here. The other day I went out and I bought the Halloween candy just to be ready. And there are certain ones I like. I do not like some of the ones that people buy. So I went out and bought it 100-pack. It was 100-pack. It was Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, Aero Bar, and Smarties, 100 units. So I was with the whole family, so we cracked it open there. And I think we each had two or three. So let's take that 100 down to, let's just call it 85 to make it simple. And, you know, I'd go in there and I'd take some. You know, the kids go to bed, I grab a handful on the way to work here, and, you know, from Edmonton to St. Albert's, a bit of a drive, I'd grab some. So anyways, my daughter, she needed some for, I forget what it was for, it doesn't really matter, but she needed some. And she goes over to look, and I was here at work, actually. I get home, and she starts giving it to me. She's like, "Dad, there's 15 pieces of candy left in this 100 candy bag." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, you ate. We were down at 85 and we agreed on that." She goes, "You probably ate 70 pieces of Halloween candy and we bought it Saturday. This was last night." So right away, you know, as any good dad will do, I deflected it and I said that, she's like, "Well, where did they all go, Dad?" I'm like, and this is where you guys come in. I said, Connor and Gregor and I were texting and they asked me to bring some to work.
Okay, whoa. You lied to your child. That's not a deflection. That's a lie.
That's a gray area, Greg. That's a gray. So I said, yes, Connor and Gregor. So I brought a bunch to work for them. So I just really, more than anything, I just need you guys to cover up my,
nope,
gray area, not lying, but my, because I have brought you guys candy in the past, maybe not this candy. And I just wanted to basically say, not sorry.
Like if your daughter comes up to me and, "Hey, did you like the candy?" I said, "Oh, the Blizzard your dad bought me? Yeah, I like it." Because I think that's the only candy. Connor, like, can you recall any other candy in the last year? Other than... Yeah, well, definitely not in the last since March 12th, that's for sure.
Well, let's make this clear. This is an apology for using you guys. I'm just, it's more, I'm looking for a bro knuckle to just say, "Hey, do me a solid if this comes up in conversation." The other part is I'm admitting to an addiction of Coffee Crisps, Aero Bars, and Kit Kat. I probably took 70 down.
That little pizza.
From Saturday till Monday night, that's a problem.
And there's Smarties in that box too, isn't
it? Yeah, I left the Smarties, but then I ate some of those today. Hmm. So there's nothing left.
Because it was interesting. It's funny because my wife bought one early and I'm like, "Why buy it?" Because I refuse to have Halloween candy early because I'm just like, "Why buy it early?" She goes, "Oh, we won't open it." And of course, she opened it last night. Well, of course, what happens? Because if you have the Kit Kat, it's like two little mini ones.
100%.
And it's just, you get a taste of it. You're like, "Oh, well, it's small. I'll just have another one." The next thing you know, well, I haven't eaten 70 pieces. That would seem like I get four.
Yes.
And I felt, but the smart is, I even opened the box and I said to her, I said, "You know what? If they sold it in this amount all the time,
yes,
I would love it because it's just like, it's just enough. You taste good. And then away you go." But if I, like having the whole box, no. But I wonder, like, if you went into a store and could just buy like individual minis.
Yes.
You'd be like, "You know what? Okay, I'll just buy, you know, one Smartie and one Kit Kat and walk out."
I'd agree.
And it would be better. But probably not better for the store, so I understand it. But
so
selfishly for me.
I'm just telling you guys what I've done.
I will thank you for your addiction, but I think the bigger thing here is we don't want to promote lying on the show.
It's not a lie.
Well, it is a lie because did you bring us... Now, had you... You know what you could have done today, Struds? You could have walked in and given me the candy today. Mm-hmm. Then you would have covered yourself.
I would have, but there's no more candy left. That's the problem.
Yeah, well...
You'd have to reach pretty far into my soul to get it out.
Oh,
so
it's
I'm admitting addiction, guys.
We've got a lot of people texting in. It's a lie. Although this one, "Hey, Struddy, it's not a lie if you believe it."
Well,
George Costanza.
Technically, I didn't actually bring you guys any candy. So I'm not the only one. That's all I know. So I didn't bring you guys candy.